This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam.
Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is not Tom Daly, but Adam does give me a rise up every Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're waking up with Adam and Ginny here on Rise Up.
Another Wednesday breakfast. I love waking up with you every Wednesday, Gin.
Me too. It's actually quite a joy. Haha. See what I did there.
Ba-doom. All my family go, oh, you're waking up with such a beautiful lady. And my mum was very impressed with you last week.
Was she?
She was.
Mrs. Samuel, I loved how she called in on your birthday to wish you a happy birthday. And
to embarrass the crap out of me.
That, you know what? I wish my mum would do that. My mum would just talk in her accent and that would embarrass me enough. Going, darling, you used to talk like this. And I'm like, mum, shush.
We'd have to mute our mics because we'd be cacking ourselves laughing. So, you've got a bit of goss for us this morning to kick off.
Now, I learnt some things over the weekend. I'm quite excited. I'm all about learning new things. If I were to run for president or prime minister, I would be about three things, all to do with expansion. All to do with expansion. One is the expansion of human consciousness, because, you know, I think people should live peacefully eventually to unite.
Yes.
Secondly is the expansion of all things in all ways except for your waistline. And number three is your expansion of your vocabulary. I'm very big on that. I try to learn a new word each week. So by the end of the year, I've learned 52 new words.
Really?
So, you know, by 60, you know, who knows what word I would have learned or how many words I would have learned. But I learned a new term that is relevant to our community this weekend.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. Now, so you, being a gay man, if you were to have a best girlfriend or a best girl straight friend or a best girl lesbian friend, you would call her your fag hag, right?
Correct.
Same with me as a gay woman, my best girl friend who's not gay or straight or whatnot, or a guy friend, I'd call him or her a lesbro.
A
lesbro, right?
So what have you come up with this week?
Well, I actually didn't come up with it. I can't actually take credit for this. Two girls that I met over the weekend came up with this. Lesty.
A lesty?
A lesty. I'm probably not saying it. Lesty, like L-E-Z-T-I.
Is that a new form of tea?
It's officially a new term. Get this out, hashtag in out, lesty. It's not a new form of tea. Oh. It's actually even better. It is your lesbian best friend.
Your lesbian best friend?
Your lesty. Not your bestie.
Oh,
your
I lesty see.
Bestie. You see how it's going?
I see how it works.
And I also learned another term. Here we go.
What is it?
Now, the people who support the community, let's call them your P-flaggers. Your P-flaggers, right?
Yes.
People who are, you know, not necessarily in the community, but, you know, support the community and love the community all the same. They're called your GFs.
Your GFs.
Not your girlfriends, but your gay friendlies.
Not your global financial.
No.
No crisis.
Your gay friendlies. So your hashtag GFs and hashtag lesties. New terms out in the community.
Hi, I'm not Kim.
I'm not Chloe.
And I'm not Courtney.
And we're not the Kardashians.
But we love waking up to Ginny on a Wednesday morning on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.